Hello, and welcome to the Location Services Quick App Walkthrough. My name is John Mulhausen, and I'll be your walkthrough guide today. Location Services encompasses GPS, also cell tower data, and even Wi-Fi data, if you have it, in order to provide geopositioning for your phone device. As we proceed, I'm going to assume the following things. One, you have installed Visual Studio, the Windows Phone tools, and the Silverlight tools, all of which are needed to create the app we're going to be building today. Two, you know what location services are. Number three is that you can code. We're going to be doing this code in C#, and you need to understand object-oriented concepts, but C# is not a requirement for the platform. You can also develop in Visual Basic if you want to use that in your Silverlight for phone app. And four, you will pause and rewind when you need to, because I'm going to move fast in order to have a nice short video for you. And one last step is go to bingmapsportal.com, create an account, and get a Bing Maps key, all of which is free, and then your phone application can stream on-demand map data over the internet and show the phone's current position on the screen, which is what our app does. And that's about it. Go ahead and launch Visual Studio, and let's get started. Launch Visual Studio and create a project of type Silverlight for Windows Phone. We'll call ours Location Service Viewer. Get your development environment situated and remove the giant text block that says page name by default. We're going to need that screen real estate for other things. In the space created, a series of smaller text blocks are going to be added. To have a labeled data readout, make a column of 6 text blocks on the left side. These are going to be labels that are visually alongside the position data, telling the user exactly what readings are being shown. The labels we'll be using are longitude, latitude, speed, course, altitude, and status. It doesn't matter what names the text block elements are given. Just position them, set their display text, and move on. Status refers to the status of the location service itself on the phone, whether it is initializing, deactivated, receiving data, or unable to retrieve location data due to poor signal quality. Next to these label text blocks, we of course put text blocks that will be used to actually display location data. Here I make the default values for the text blocks indicative of how the data is expressed so that you can have those in mind later. These text blocks elements do need meaningful names. Longitude and latitude are expressed in degrees as a floating point value in text blocks named longitude text block and latitude text block. Speed is expressed in meters per second in a text block named speed readout. Course is expressed in degrees as a floating point value in a text block named course readout. Zero means that the course is perfectly northbound. Altitude is expressed in meters above sea level as a floating point value in a text block named altitude readout. And status is expressed as a string in a text block named status text block. I make this text block 2 lines high and set the text wrapping attributes value to wrap. Two buttons are then added. One is labeled Track Me on Map and will turn on map streaming and plot the phone's current location on the map with a pushpin object. The other is labeled Stop LocServe, which will turn off the location service when it is not needed to save power. I named these buttons Track Me and Start Stop, respectively. Excuse me for a moment while I position these buttons and go through the mundanity of actually entering all those text block names. The last UI element I'm dragging over is a map object. Interestingly, adding the map element by dragging it over in Visual Studio will automatically create a couple of namespace references that we need, while manually entering XAML for the map element will not. After sizing the map, which I give the name MyMap, I paste in the Bing Maps key I got from bingmapsportal.com into the credential provider's attribute, and just like that, the map will stream data on demand over the phone's internet connection. Had I not used drag and drop to add the map to the UI, there'd be no reference to the maps assembly shown here. But I did, and there is, so it's onto the CS file. At the top of the CS file, add the three using statements, one for the system.device.location assembly, one for system.threading, and one for microsoft.phone.controls.maps, the maps assembly. We're going to be coordinating location information across a few different methods, so let's make the most important objects class-wide by making them data members. Most notable is the geo-coordinate watcher object, which I name watcher. We'll also have a flag named tracking on for when that track me on map button has been pushed, and a class-wide pushpin object named mypushpin that will mark our spot on the map. Underneath the initialize component method, which instantiates the UI elements, we instantiate watcher, setting its accuracy level to high, which uses extra battery power to provide extra accuracy to the location readings. Watcher's movement threshold property is also set so that a position change is only detected when the change exceeds the specified number of meters, another potentially battery and processor saving measure. There are two events that we wire up with handler functions. One is status changed, which fires when the location service's status changes from powered off to powered on, or from initializing to receiving data, etc. The other is position changed, which fires when the movement threshold has been exceeded. We give these handler functions the obvious names, watcher underbar status changed and watcher underbar position changed. Now, these will fire in the UI thread, which location services runs in, which means that the UI will freeze if the status change or the position change kick off a lot of processing. Unfortunately, a status change indeed can cause delays due to whatever hardware and signal states are occurring, so we'll kick off anything that will cause a status change in a background thread. But don't worry, it only takes one line of code. This background thread terminates when the status change completes, firing our newly minted handler function when it does. We're going to start up location services upon the app starting, so you see that in action right here. Our location service starting function is called startLocServeInBackground. Implementing that one is easy. We just call watcher's tryStart method, giving it 60 seconds to time out. We don't even worry about updating status text block. That's what watcher underbar status changed will do when we implement that. Whether tryStart succeeds or fails, watcher underbar status changed is going to be called. So we just kick off the start attempt and hope for the best. Watcher underbar status changed is very simple in its own right. The event args object has a property called status, whose four different values tell you what the location service's new status is. Those four values and what they mean are shown within this method. One wrinkle is, if the status is disabled, that could mean that the user has denied use of location services for this application, or the hardware is disabled or unsupported. A quick check of watcher's permission property will tell you which. Whatever the new status is, print it onto the screen by updating the value of status text block. Again, pardon the mundanity while I go through the different values and enter different strings based on what the new status is. the vast majority of the time, you should get a ready status, because location services uses both GPS and cell tower data in order to provide location for the phone. Watcher underbar position changed receives a geo-coordinate object as an argument. This object has a member called location that contains the location data, and a member called position. Putting the location data on screen in all those text blocks we created in the beginning takes only one line of code per text block. For longitude and latitude, I put a lot of zeros in the toString function's formatting argument for maximum accuracy. You'll see the benefit of this on screen when the app is running. For speed, altitude, and course, I stick to just one decimal point worth of accuracy. Now comes the map logic. First, I check the tracking on flag to see if the user wants the map to be updated. Fortunately, the map and the pushpin we want to put on the map to mark our current spot both natively use the geocoordinate object's location. So we just set the pushpin's location to ease location and the map's center to be ease location, and we are done. No conversions or translations necessary. To place the pushpin on the map, use the map's add function, making the pushpin the map's child, hierarchically speaking. Just make sure you only do this once by using the map's contains function to search for the pushpin, as you see here. If it's false, then you add the pushpin. Otherwise, don't do anything. Now, because I'm somewhat lazy, I'm going to go back to the UI and double-click these buttons to automatically populate and wire up the handler functions for these buttons. Basically, all I'm doing is flipping the tracking on switch by checking it, and then changing the content of the button, changing tracking on's value. Also, I'm going to change the map's zoom level. One is all the way zoomed out, so you see the entire planet, and 21 is the maximum zoom level, but that's way too close. I'm going to set the zoom level when you have tracking turned on to be 16, which is enough to see street names and your general surroundings a little bit. One more lazy double click, and I'm implementing start-stop underbar click. I'm basically just going to check the button's text readout and swap that from start to stop loc serve based on what it currently says. I'm also going to update status text block so that it says whether the location service is being stopped or started. Then I'm going to stop it, which it will do immediately if I'm electing to stop the location service. But if I'm going to start it, that does take a second, so I'm going to do that same thing I did earlier and kick off a background thread that calls the start loc serve in background method, like you see here. And again, the status changed event handling function will update the status text block for me when that completes. And we've done it. That is the application. Make sure you're deploying to a device, and let's give it a shot. So after the app launches, initially the speed, course, and altitude are not going to be available because positioning is being provided by the cell tower. But after GPS kicks in and combines with the cell tower data, then all that is available and the positioning is a little bit more accurate. So you're moving along here. If you click track me on map, you'll see that zooming behavior kick in. and the data start to stream from Bing Maps. And here we are, sure enough, the map is being recentered on the pushpin position. Every time the position is detected to have changed. So that's position changed firing. And then if I click the stop loc serve button and then restart loc serve, then the status changed event will fire and make location data is available, the status text that shows in the text block there. So you'll notice a slight delay here if I do it and hit it again. There it was. That status changed, and that's position changed, and you have just created a location services app. And that does it. If you need any help with this app, shoot me an email at jomul@microsoft.com. And if you need to know more about Silverlight, go to silverlight.net. Until next time, thanks.